Today's episode of So That Happened continues our series, Flipping the Switch. During that series, we're talking to community leaders and members about how their lives have changed during the COVID-19 pandemic and how the services and work they are doing have changed. Today, I'm going to talk to Ted Stark, director of the Menominee Public Library. We'll talk about curbside pickup of books, which has started recently, and other services that the library provides during the pandemic. Good morning to Ted Stark, director at the Menominee Public Library, and we're going to be talking about the library during the pandemic. Good morning, Ted.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
So I know that you have started doing curbside pickup of books last week, and wondering if you could tell me about that.
Right. Well, the new directive from governor's office allowed libraries to start doing curbside pickup after April 24th. So we started it April 27th and had a pretty busy week. Last week, we did like 130 pickups on Wednesday, and so we were hopping. And then by yesterday, we did about 75. So, you know, it made sense that the first week, you know, we'd have a lot of people that had stuff sitting here waiting, you know, when we closed. I mean, we've been closed almost 2 months now, which seems just like yesterday, but. But it's been a while, so it was good that I think people are pretty appreciative of it. I certainly wouldn't want to do it long term, but you know, hopefully we'll be reopened in some fashion in a few weeks here.
Yeah, there's something really aesthetically lacking about not being able to go in and browse through the books and shuffle through those DVDs and see what.
Yeah, and complicating it. You know, we're part of consortium of 50 libraries in Western Wisconsin, and we share materials, and so people are used to, we usually get daily courier delivery, and that's been suspended, and so, you know, the only thing that's available to people right now is what's in our collection, so that's kind of limiting, you know, so we're not being able to fulfill holds from other libraries, you know, no interlibrary loan or anything like that.
Have any idea when that might resume?
I don't know. That's kind of a state decision. It's a statewide system. The courier is run by our regional library over in Eau Claire. And so I'm still not certain when that's going to restart again. But, you know, a lot of the libraries are still pretty much closed down. So not even doing right. Some of the small ones aren't even doing curbside. It's kind of hard for them to do that, you know.
I think Eau Claire just started this week, if I'm
right.
Yeah. Okay, so if people want to get books for curbside pickup, how does that work?
Well, they can call, they need to call in. We just have one way you do it, and you call in and 715-232-2164, and we'll set up a day for you that's convenient for you, Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Are the days that we're doing pickup, and then you can come down. We're pretty much abandoned trying to schedule, you know, 10 to 11 or 11 to 12. You just come down during that 10 to 6 time when we're open. So we're still tweaking it, but that seems to be working out pretty well.
Okay. So I see that the instructions for doing that are splatted all over the front of the website.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If people just go to the website, they should be able to figure it out.
Yeah, we have staff here, man, on the phones. And so they're pretty helpful. They'll help you. They'll explain it all to you and help you get stuff that we have available. And then we go pick it for you, pick it off the shelf and put it together in a bag, or we are masked and gloved, and we'll stick it in your either your back seat or your trunk, trying to avoid direct contact, you know, and and keep safe social distancing, following those guidelines.
Okay. So are there other services and things going on at the library that people should know about while you're semi-closed?
Well, you know, all of our digital services are still available, and Overdrive and Libby, you know, for ebooks and e-audiobooks. Our movie streaming service, Canopy, which is really fun service. They have a very eclectic, curated collection of film. It's very interesting. I think it's very well done, and it's pretty popular with people. And they have a lot of kids stuff too, like picture books, animated picture books, that kind of thing. Shorts, film shorts, foreign films, a lot of interesting things that you wouldn't normally find, maybe even on Netflix. So.
Yeah, I use Canopy pretty often myself. It's always full of surprises.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I was really pleased with the way they presented it. It's pretty easy to use.
Yeah, in between the things that I've always kind of wanted to see and have never seen show up anywhere, or the things that are just out of the blue, things I never even knew existed. It's always kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So I know you've been canceling some events, as has everybody else. It really makes our community calendar a mess as I go in there, because a lot of those things are imported electronically. And so it's full of, you know, events that aren't happening.
Right.
So what's going on with that?
Well, we're not going to do, there will be summer reading program for children, but it won't be like normally is. It'll be more of a virtual online experience, and they're working with our children's librarians are working with the state is going to provide a platform called Beanstack to do that, and that's they're still working that out, but that's how that's going to work for this summer. Unfortunately, I mean, that's always a really popular program, and I know the children's librarians really miss the kids, but I don't think any library is going to be doing in-person programming like that this summer. Our music events we've postponed or canceled all of June. We're kind of waiting and seeing what July looks like. Those are still on our calendar, but could be that those are canceled too.
Sure. We're all sort of waiting in limbo these days.
Yeah.
To see what's coming down the pike. And
yeah, I talked to Volume One, you know, about what they were going to do in Phoenix Park. And of course, they're a much larger event than ours, but they're waiting and seeing right now too. But, you know, they're nervous about it. I mean, they don't want to expose people unnecessarily. So, but.
Sure.
I'm hoping some guidelines come out on that kind of thing. I've been asking, and I know some big events, you know, really large events have already been canceled, but you know, what about these small local events? You know, I mean, I still have a question about that. And of course, we spent a lot of time planning those, you know, and lining them up with the bands, and the bands want to play, and we want them to play. So it's hard.
All the musicians I know are going stir crazy. You know, I mean, performers live to perform, and not being able to do that is, I think, a real strain on people.
Oh yeah, and virtual is not the same. You know, I mean, especially with a outdoor event or live music,
it really isn't. I mean, I watch a bunch of those and I really enjoy them, but not having an audience you can see is.
Yeah.
Always a disadvantage.
Right.
Okay. Anything else that people should know about the library right at the moment?
No, I don't think so. You know, that's kind of where we're at right now. We're starting, you know, we've brought a lot of staff back, and we're starting to work more in slowly, you know, to get kind of ramp that up slowly so we're ready to open the doors again, open the building whenever that happens. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
Okay, well,
the new normal, I guess.
Yeah, well, and it keeps changing. So
yeah, every day, every day.
In between, you know, the natural changes of things and the litigation that's going on.
Oh,
I think we just really don't know where we stand.
I know.
But I guess we'll find out eventually. Well, thanks a lot for talking to me this morning.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. We're going to continue this series over the next few weeks as we talk to other community members and community leaders about how life has changed during the COVID-19 pandemic and what they're doing to adjust to it. Talk to you soon.